Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Kaupi Janabala Bhagiribadadhari. Bala Bagiri Badadhari. Jasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Vishnupad, Paramahansa, Paribhajakacharya, Asutarasata Shri Srimanas Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti, Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Shri Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Shri Gadadhar, Shri Vasa Vigora Bhaktivinda Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Shama Sunda, Gopa Gopinath, Shama Kund, Radhakund, Girigordan Ki Jai, Shri Vrindavandam Ki Jai, Mathura Dham Ki Jai, Navadweep Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Swami Ki Jai, Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Srimati Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhaktivinda Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga, glories to Srila Prabhupada. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 19, Texts 5 and 6. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shrotirya Kupa Shushroni. Shrotirya Kupa Shushroni. Tameva Chakame Kila. Tameva Chakame Kila. Tayavritam Samud Vikshya. Tayavritam Samudviksha. Bhavyoja Kantakamini. Bhavyoja Kantakamini. Thank you. Pitavan Samshulam Preshtan. Pivanam Smashrulam Preshtam. Midvam samya bhakovidam. Midvam samya bhakovidam. Sa eko jvarishastha san. Bhavinam rativardhanaha. Reme kama grahagrasta. Atmanam navabudyata. Sotirya kupat shushroni. Tameva chakamekila. Tayavritam samudviksha. Bhavyoja kantakaminihi. Pivanam smarshrulan preshtam. Midvam samya bhakovidam. Sa eko jvarishastasam. Bhavinam rativardinaha. Reme kama grahagrasta. Atmanam navabudyataha. Please chant. Shalam Shrestam Midvam Samya Bhakovidam Sa Eko Javishastasam Bhavinam Rativardana Reme Karma Grahagrasta Atmanam Navabudyata Sotirya Kupa Shushrani Tameva Chakamekila Tvayavritam Samudviksha Bhavya Jakanta Kamini Pivanam Smashrulam Sprestam Midvam samya bhakovidam Sa eko javishastasan Bhavinam rativardana Reme kama grahagrasta Atmanam navabudyata Sotirya kupat shushroni Tameva chakamekila Tayavritam samudviksha Bhavyoja kantakamini Pivanam smashrulam preshtam Midvam samya bhakovidam Sa eko javishastasam Bhavinam rativardhanaha Reme kama grahagrasta Atmanam navabudyata Ladies Sotirya kupa shushroni Tameva chakamekila Tvayavritam samudviksha Bhavyo jakanta kamini Pivanam smashrulam preshtam Midvam sam yabda kovidam. Sa eko javishashtasam. Bhavinam rati vardhanaha. Reme kama graha grasta. Atmanam navabhujyata. One more. Sotirya kupa shrushroni. Tameva chakame kila. Taya vitam samudviksha. Bhavya jakanta kamini. Pivanam shmashrulam preshtam. Midvam sam yabakovidam. Sa eko javishastasyam. Bhavinam rativardana. Reme kama graha grasta. Atmanam navabhujyata. Sa. The she goat. Utirya. Getting out. Kupat. From the well. Shushroni. Possessing very nice hips. Tum. Unto the he goat. Eva. Indeed. Chakame. Desired to get as her husband. Kila. Indeed. Taya. By her. Vritam. Accepted. Samudviksha. Seeing. Bhavya. Many others. Aja. She goats. Kantakamini. Desiring to get the he goat as their husband. Pivanam. Very stout and strong. Smashrulam. Having a very nice mustache and beard. Preshtam. First class. So it's Preshta Sam Shrulam. First class, nice beard. We can remember that for all the devotees that now like to sport little beards. Oh, that's a very nice Sam Shrulam Preshtam you've got there, Prabhu. Midvam Sam. Expert in discharging semen. Yabakovidam. Expert in the art of sexual intercourse. Saha, that he goat. Eka, alone. Ajavrisha, the hero of goats. Tasam, of all the she goats. Bhavinam, a great number. Rativardhanaha, could increase the lusty desire. Reme, he enjoyed. Kama graha grasta, being haunted by the ghost of lusty desire. Atmanam, his own self. Na, not. Avabhujyata, could understand. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. When the she-goat, who had very nice hips, got out of the well and saw the very handsome he-goat, she desired to accept him as her husband. When she did so, many other she-goats also desired him as their husband because he had a very beautiful bodily structure and a nice mustache and beard, and was expert in discharging semen and in the art of sexual intercourse. Therefore, just as a person haunted by a ghost exhibits madness, the best of the he-goats, attracted by the many she-goats, engaged in erotic activities and naturally forgot his real business of self-realization. Purport. Materialists are certainly very much attracted by sexual intercourse. Yan mait tunani grihamedi sukam hitu cham. Although one becomes a grihastha or householder to enjoy sex life to his heart's content, one is never satisfied. Such a lusty materialist is like a goat, for it is said that if a goat meant for slaughter gets the opportunity, they enjoy sex before being killed. Human beings, however, are meant for self-realization. Tapo divyam putrakayena sattvam sudyad yasmad brahmashokyam tvanantam. Human life is meant for realization of the self, the spiritual soul within the body. Dehi no smin yata dehe. A materialistic rascal does not know that he is not the body, but a spiritual soul within the body. However, one should understand his real position and cultivate knowledge by which to get free from the bodily entanglement. Like an unfortunate person who acts madly, haunted by ghosts, a materialist haunted by the ghost of lust forgets his real business so that he can enjoy so-called happiness in the bodily concept of life. The verse once again. When the she-goat, who had very nice hips, got out of the well and saw the very handsome he-goat, she desired to accept him as her husband. When she did so, many other she-goats also desired him as their husband because he had very beautiful bodily structure and a nice mustache and beard and was expert in discharging semen and in the art of sexual intercourse. Therefore, just as a person haunted by a ghost exhibits madness, the best of the he-goats, attracted by the many she-goats, engaged in erotic activities, and naturally forgot his real business of session. So if you're wondering why Akuti couldn't give class today, this is the reason. No, she's really busy doing service to Krishna, and we're very grateful. She's preparing for Kanapaha Gardens program. Om Agyana Timirandasya Agyana Gnasalakaya Chakshu Umilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So here we are, Canto 9. Canto 9, we've heard so many stories through the Bhagavatam from the first canto up to the 10th canto, and we're in, one could say, anticipation to hear the glories of the Lord as explained in the 10th canto. But here we are in the 9th canto after hearing so many stories, and we're getting these wonderful reminders of the miseries of material life. It's almost like a midterm exam. You could look at it like that. Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit, Amala Puranam, of all the Vedic literature, and it's giving so many philosophical explanations as to the position of the soul in relation to Sri Krishna. It's the maturity of Vyasadeva's realization. If you remember back in the first canto, when Vyasa was feeling a little dissatisfied, having compiled all the Vedic literature, Mahabharata, Puranas, this one, that one, so many things, he compiled all of the Vedic literatures, and yet there was a tinge of dissatisfaction still in his heart, even that huge accomplishment. In our Bhakti Shastri course, we have this one slide that this one very scholarly devotee put together of a list of all the known Vedic literatures and the categories that they come into. And it's quite revealing to see how much Vedic literature is there. We're familiar, of course, with Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, with some of the works that Vyasadeva compiled. But it's a huge body of literature. After having compiled that huge body of literature, there's still a pinprick of dissatisfaction. So he approaches his spiritual master, and he also appears on the scene automatically, Narada Muni, and tries to understand what that dissatisfaction is. It's from not properly glorifying, sufficiently glorifying whom? The Supreme, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So much information is given there as to the position of the demigods and the creation of the world and so many things. But Srimad Bhagavatam is solely and wholly focused on glorifying Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his various avatars. In the second canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th chapter, explains Sukadeva Goswami is explaining the subject matters that are contained in this Maha Purana. The Puranas, different Puranas, have different degrees of subject matters that they cover. Some only cover 5 subject matters, such as creation, maintenance, and destruction, and some other things. And but this Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Amala Puranam, covers 10 topics. Atrasargo Vishagasta, Stanam Poshanam, Manvantaresha Nukata, Niroda Mukti Ashraya. There are 10 divisions of statements regarding the following: creation of the universe and subcreation, the creation of the universe, Sarga by the Supreme Lord. And also Visharga, Brahma's creation, once he gets those ingredients, how Brahma creates the world, Visharga. The planetary systems, protection, Poshanam, protection by the Lord. The creative impetus, what is the push that makes everybody stay in this material world, Uttaya. The change of Manus, this is the topic that we're going through here, the change of Manu. Manvantaresh Anukata, and Isha Kata is the descriptions of God, or the avatars of God, the science of God, returning home, back to Godhead. Nirodha. Nirodha means destruction. The destruction of what? It doesn't only deal with the destruction of the body, but it deals with the destruction of the false bodily concept of life that we have, that false ego that attaches us to the material world. Mukti, liberation, and Ashraya, the shelter of all the previous 9 topics, the Ashraya is Sri Krishna. So back to this subject here in the 9th canto, we've been going through, sometimes it might feel a little tedious, to go through the lists of king after king and their descendants and after descendants. Now we were told in the earlier parts of the Bhagavatam that the Bhagavatam is only dealing with Ras. Only dealing with rasa, the relationship of the living entities in different and various relationships with the Lord. So how is this ras? It's sometimes hard to see how the nectar can be churned from this list after list of descendants of kings and their activities. But actually, it can also, there are listed 5 primary rasas, but there's 7 secondary rasas. One of them is bayan. That it's a fear, it creates a, there's a fearful ras. And one can even get a little inkling of that, just hearing of all of these kings, one after the other. How time has passed so swiftly. These great kings who have performed Herculean tasks, ruled the universe, not just a continent, not just a planet, some of them ruling the universe, and barely what do we know of them? Just their name passing in a list of many names in the Bhagavatam. So here, King Yayati, he's also a very great personality. He's a very great, exalted, saintly king. He is only temporarily in this illusion that he's gotten himself in, where he's now explaining his position to his dear Devayani in the form of this little story here. And removing it, although it's so obviously his life, because there was Samista in the many things, so obviously his wife, but by removing him personally and her, the story, and giving this example goat and the she-goat, it makes it easier to digest. It's more, you can listen to it. If we're telling a story, oh, Prabhu, let me tell the story of all the mistakes you've made in your life. You know, it's like a little... The defenses go up, and not a lot goes past those little holes in your head. Not a lot. It's like, you know, so many things. Who do you think you are? Blah, blah, you know, so many things. But it's, let me tell you the story, this funny little she-goat and the he-goat and this and that and how they, and so she's able to hear, and he's able to see his position in reality. So I was saying, this is like for us reading it, it's like a midterm exam. We're getting very close now. Very close to the descent of Sri Krishna, and now we're in Yayati's dynasty, whose son was Puru, the good son Puru, who gave his father his youth, so his father could enjoy 1,000 years senses to the utmost of his satisfaction. And what was his conclusion? Kamadinam katina katida palita durnidesha. Te sham jatamai, we'll see how far I can get in this. Te sham jatamai na karunan na trapa nopasyan ti. Ushrijaitam yatra, what's the next word, Pushkar? Yatra, yatra. And then there's Labdha Buddhi, and then he takes shelter. The next one, Sharanam. He takes shelter. Anyway, Kamadinam Katina Katita Palita Burni Desha. This is what, more or less, what Yayati's saying right here. I was very good servant of my, whatever they desired, whatever arrangement they desired, I very submissively took up and tried to serve them. And what did I get? They were cruel masters. They were never satisfied. It's very hard to serve when there's no reciprocation in whatever relationship you can imagine. You know, husband and wife, friend and friend, any relation, master and servant, any relationship. If there's no reciprocation, gratitude, it's very hard to keep serving. And oftentimes, if there's no remuneration or money exchanged, then the service doesn't continue. And that, if there's money exchanged, that's really not service, that's business. I'll do this, this is my job. As long as you pay me, if you don't pay me, then I'm not going to keep going. In fact, that was Nawab Hussein's realization. Was it Nawab? He realized that Lord Chaitanya was God, or one of those rulers, realized that Lord Chaitanya was God because all of the people that followed Lord Chaitanya, they weren't even sure what they were going to eat the next day or that day. But they followed him out of love. And he said, if I didn't pay my servants for 1 week, everyone would leave. So I can understand this person is the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he evokes that loving reciprocation within the living entities. Anyway, so as expressed in this verse, and being expressed by King Yayati, I've served my senses for so long, and in any way, in every way, any abominable way they wanted to be served. Of course, King Yayati, he was a great saintly king. He lived in a time where he understood the goal of life, and he understood how to gratify his senses in a saintly, religious way. So he was following religious principles in his pursuit of sense gratification. On the other hand, our position in this day and age, we have very little, even though we've had the opportunity to hear many times, we have really very little conception of what religious life, how to apply religious life in circumstances such as these, you know, really the nitty gritty, you know, don't talk out loud type of things. But anyway, he was a religious householder, and still there's so much entanglement. What does it mean to gratify the senses? It means that for every activity, there's some sort of reaction, whether it's a pious reaction or an impious, sinful reaction. The reaction binds one to the material world. And so taking the situation today where people are thinking that we've made so much advancement that we don't have any restrictions. We can do whatever we want and ad infinitum. Even what they eat on a daily basis, it entangles them in so much suffering that it's inconceivable how their sojourn through material life and as a result of sinful activities, hellish material life, has increased unlimitedly with every bite that they eat. It's quite overwhelming. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, okay, ninth canto. Srimad Bhagavatam now is giving us the list of saintly personalities, because soon Krishna is going to appear in this dynasty. So we spoke about briefly, and then I got distracted about Puru, the son. So he's the head of this great dynasty, that clan after clan of the Yadu family are related. In the end of the ninth canto, there's genealogical tables of the descendants of Manu, and they go for pages and pages and pages, and you see how you trace back, how this one's related to that one, this one, that one, that one, that. All of these descendants come in, and we're meant to get an inclination of how time is passing so swiftly, and how we've and a thoughtful person can take advantage of that understanding and realize, and even offer a small prayer, a very sincere, like the cry of the soul. Krishna, you're so kind to have given me this opportunity now to come somewhat, be somewhat awakened to spiritual life. The last two lines of this verse, Kamadinam Katina, that I can't remember very well. That's what he's saying. In the last two lines, he's saying, but now, somehow or other, my intelligence has become awakened. And now I'm surrendering to you. Please, therefore, save me. So this is one of the many lessons that we can get by hearing these stories. Somehow or other, we've had the great fortune to hear or come in contact or be born in a situation where we're able to hear this summum bonum of philosophy that will reawaken just by hearing it. It reawakens in the heart the relationship with the Lord that's explained in many places. Anarto pasamam sakshat bhakti yogam adhoksaje lokasya ajanato vidvams chakre sattvata samhitam. This is why Sri Lavyasadeva, he compiled this, because the material miseries that we're suffering through in this in material life, trying to satisfy our senses as many ways described in this verse and in this story, trying and trying again to satisfy our senses through sexual union. These miseries that incur from that are totally superfluous to us. As Prabhupada mentions in the purpose, most materialistic rascals, they don't understand who they are. They don't understand that they're different from the body, that the body is the covering. And by squishing and satisfying and patting the body in so many ways, it doesn't bring satisfaction to the self. And only by reinstatement in our constitutional position of who we really are does that satisfy the self. Anartha, pasamam sakshat, these miseries in the material world, they're superfluous to the self. And they can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this. So that's why Srila Vyasadeva compiled this Srimad Bhagavatam. Because it awakens us just by hearing. Even we're chanting these, I was thinking as we were chanting these verses in Sanskrit so enthusiastically. And then we get to the he-goat and she-goat translation. But still, they're purifying to the very self. Why? Because there's not a word in Srimad Bhagavatam, not a syllable in Srimad Bhagavatam that doesn't purify the heart of its contamination. Because it's giving, ultimately, it doesn't just leave you with the he-goat, she-goat story. It ultimately leaves you with the understanding that this isn't the way to be satisfied, that I have to take up devotional service, even with more earnestness than I've been doing, as the clock is ticking away, and our life is going very quickly, I'm not going to die, I'm still very healthy. We're going to die healthy. If you don't die diseased, you're going to die healthy. So somehow or other, we're going to die very soon. And we forget all the time. People are dying all around us. And we think, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, that's so we're next in line. Let's not be like the he-goat and the she-goat, Prabhupada says. That if they have opportunity before being slaughtered, they engage in you-know-what. You know, let's not be like that. Let's take the opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and glorify the Supreme Lord at every step. And King Yayati, so he's giving this very simple story, as Pushkar was saying the other day, like a parable, very simple story, But he just has to hear, he just has to hear it. And even Devayani, who was a less intelligent demigoddess, you know, she just by the both of them took to the path of self-realization and became liberated by reawakening their understanding of what the goal of life is, that they didn't want to waste their life anymore. They took the opportunity to engage in the utmost sense gratification possible, even beyond our conception of nice things. And still, after thousands and thousands of years, they weren't satisfied. Now we could say, a foolish person might say, well, let me try in my way. Hello, it's already been done. It's already been done by greater souls than you, my dear Prabhu. So why not, you know, just by hearing, take to the process, just by hearing. And one doesn't have to lament that, okay, I'm not particularly ready to renounce everything and go to the forest. Okay, that's, many great souls are able to do that, and we offer them all respect and glorification. In this day and age, we're not of the same caliber, in case you haven't noticed. We're not of the same caliber. And it's not the recommended process. Just take everything, all your energy, all your strength, all your sensual inclinations, and engage them in Krishna's service. And then every activity that one engages in is purifying and brings one closer to the goal of self-realization. Self-realization of love of Krishna, not self-realization, of love of Krishna. That's the goal, loving Krishna. Engaging all of those unbridled senses that we have in the service of the Lord will bring us gradually to the point of actually loving Krishna in a way that we can do it. We can do that. We can't do, most of us, myself, can't do great austerities, great thises and great thats, you know, but we can engage our seeing, touching, glorification in the service of the Lord in so many ways, and that's why we're so fortunate. So sometimes if we look at this example of King Yayati, it might appear a little discouraging. It might appear a little discouraging. Here he is, a great saintly king in a great age. I'm not sure what age he was in, if he was in such a yuga or whatever, but anyway, whatever time he was, it was an epoch of time more pure and more conducive to self-realization than the one that we're presently in. So, and still, and hearing from his very childhood, born in a noble family, so that didn't happen by chance, so many qualifications, and still he becomes entangled temporarily in materialistic, or what appears to be materialistic life, so it might appear a little discouraging. But actually, we have the opportunity, by going through the Bhagavatam in a systematic way, to actually understand the whole, try to understand, or get a glimpse of understanding of the whole process of creation. So way back in the second and third canto, when Brahma was very busy creating, third canto, this is third canto, chapter 12, when Brahma was very busy creating the material world, what did he create first? 12th chapter says he first created neshan activities. First, he created the neshan activities, like self-deception, the sense of death, anger after frustration, the sense of false ownership, and the illusory bodily conception or forgetfulness of one's real identity. So there's the soup. He's created the soup. Sorry, I can only make these kind of analogies. Anyway, so he created the soup, and then the living entities are put into that atmosphere. What can you expect? You know, those are created first. And then after he did that, he didn't feel so enlivened by that. Seeing such a misleading creation as a sinful task, Brahma did not feel such pleasure in his activity, and therefore he purified himself by meditation on the personality of Godhead, and he began another term of creation where he created the sages and the process of how to get out of the material world. And then also another thing is sometimes people take to austerities and this and that for purification, but that's not in this, especially in this age, that's not the recommended means of purification. As we've seen in many of the stories of the sages and saintly personalities, it's often shown that one who has undergone many austerities, they have a real tendency toward anger. And why is that? Because Lord Brahma created it like that. He said in the 11th verse, my dear boy, I have, when he's talking, after he created the Rudras, so he's talking about the, he's talking to the Rudras, I have already selected the following places for your residence, the heart, anger, senses, the air of life, the sky, air, the fire, the water, the earth, the sun, moon, and austerity. These are residences for anger. So this material world is created very, what word would you use? Let's hear some words. How would, what would you, word would you use, Lakshmi? The world is created, it's like a trap. That's not good enough. What were you going to say? Precisely? Yeah, very precisely. But what's the plan? The ultimate plan is to get the, to have the living entity be so miserable here that finally he wants to get out. So he's doing a great job. Strategically. Thank you. Any other words? Intentionally. Yeah, good, thanks. Intentionally. Yeah, very intentionally created like this to wake the living entity up. And so when one finally wakes up, even a little bit, when you're deeply in slumber and someone's trying to wake you, it's not that they come and put a sign in front of your face. Okay, Damodar. Okay, Muni. It's 4:30, time to get up. You wouldn't really respond to that. Or you wouldn't really respond to someone going, no, but if you respond to hearing, Haribol, it's time to get up. And all they have to do is bother you a little bit. You're still, you're very deeply in slumber, but you're kind of awake. One eye opens. So even with one eye open, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, much better two eyes, much better full attention, but still, even just hear Srimad Bhagavatam and the urgency for becoming serious about devotional service will increase within the heart. So even though I, in my words, sometimes it's a little tedious to hear the description, this one, that one, and these little funny stories here and there, still they have a great value. And don't skip over them. Don't skip over the purports and don't skip over it. But here, and soon in a few more verses, about 10 or 20 more verses, King Yayati's gonna, you're gonna hear how Yayati and Devayani, they took to the path of self-realization and became liberated. They came out of it. So great was their awakening. So that's our opportunity also to awaken to the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. And get out of the illusion that we are so deeply sunk. Thank you very much. Comments or questions? Kijai. Srimad Bhagavatam Kijai. All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to the hearers of Srimad Bhagavatam.